won't you be my neighbor? It's mocha latte time. This week, coming to you from Des Moines, Iowa, kind of a chilly Des Moines, Iowa. Great show coming up today. We have a coffee scene of Ames, Iowa, and a little bit of Des Moines. Phone interview with my parental units, and first, chocolate sauces, minor discussion on that, and also a special elephant appreciation. Ames, coming up. This is Circus Boy Nathan Slaybaugh, coming to you from Des Moines, Iowa, kind of chilly Des Moines, Iowa, here in the Flying Dutchman this week, the newly repaired Flying Dutchman. So, I'll say more about that later. You're listening to Best Mocha, Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World, where every week I'm different city traveling around with the circus, because circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. So every week I travel around and try out the local coffee scene, and try out the mocha lattes, and meet cool new people who like coffee. So this week, great show coming up. You're probably going to hear some sounds in the background. I'm recording here. We just finished up our shows, two shows today, so you're probably going to hear semi-trucks maybe driving by, or I don't know, people packing up their RVs, what have you. So yeah, if it, you know, that those kind of noises frighten you, you might want to try maybe the NPR podcast or something, I don't know. Anyhow, so yes, this week I'm here in Des Moines, Iowa. I spent most of this week, now the coffee scene, before I get to the coffee scene, five places I reviewed this week. I know you're saying, you know, Nathan, why only five places? That's, you know, well below your weekly average, around, you know, 13 or 14. Well, I have to put a disclaimer out there. The Flying Dutchman was in need of some serious repair this week, and spent, I would say, yeah, majority of the week, about 4 days in the shop this week. So I kind of cut a little bit into my mocha latte drink fund, but hey, you know, you gotta have a house, you know, or else you live in a hotel or on, yeah, I can't live on my motorcycle, it doesn't work. So yeah, so 4 days of this week was in getting fixed, and so I was up with some of my relatives about a half hour north of Des Moines, which is Ames, Iowa is the town it was in, which is about 30 miles north of Des Moines here. So most of the places I reviewed this week are from Ames. I was able to get to one here in Des Moines, but just a real crazy week. So to the coffee scene. Coffee scene in Ames, Iowa is happening. It's a college town. You got, I think it's Iowa State University there. So, you know, anytime there's a college in the near vicinity, there's usually coffee shops that follow. That's, you know, the usual pattern that I've seen around the country. So in Ames, Iowa, I have four places that I tried there. The first place was Cafe Diem Coffee House, and that was in downtown Ames, Iowa. Kind of more of a local hang. There were a few college students. Very cool vibe when you walk in. Has, you know, brick on the wall, local arts. It's right on the main street there, so they're obviously doing a lot to promote the main street culture in Ames, Iowa, so cool place there. But I was not particularly impressed by their mocha latte. I wrote here, so-so, had average foam. They use Hershey's syrup, which is, I wrote arg here. We'll get to the, we're talking about chocolate sauces or chocolate syrups today in the podcast, so we'll elaborate on that, save that for later. Espresso was too strong, and not, definitely not smooth. Oh, wait a minute. I have my espresso machine sitting here, and I always, it's been so long since I've been in the Flying Dutchman, I just haven't Yeah, my ritual is, folks, I always make espresso when I'm talking about, because what better thing than to drink espresso while you're talking about espresso? So, pardon me here, I'll get it started, and there we go. I'll continue talking and watch it as we go along. So, Cafe Diem, the espresso was too strong, it's not smooth. I wrote, this drink needs work. Although it was served in a house cup, and they did ask about whipped cream, so I gave them 2.6 beans for this week. 2.6 beans. All right, and the espresso I'm brewing this week is from it's called Rozark Hills Roasters. I got it when I was back in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and when I visited the Edge coffee shop. Oh, we gotta stop it there. The Edge coffee shop in Jonesboro. And Rozark Hills Roasters are in Rosebud, Arkansas. So we're going to try it. Pardon me here while I take a sip of that. Well, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. 1 week at a time, you know. That's what I say, 1 week at a time. So, okay. So here we are. Next place. So that was Cafe Diem. Next place in Ames was Terracino Coffee. Terracino was interesting. I shared the building with the bagel place. Devin kind of had that, you know, typical coffee house, kind of along the lines of what Starbucks has kind of set down as a coffee house standard, that kind of feel to it. So I tried the tiramisu and the, I got a mocha latte, and I wrote here that the tiramisu was better than the drink. And the tiramisu wasn't even fresh at that, so it tells you how good the drink was. Fairly loose foam, served in-house cup, and they did ask about whipped cream, but the chocolate was about average, and you couldn't really taste the espresso, so I gave them 2.8 beans. Next place, Santa Fe Cafe. Now this place, out of all the places I visited this week, definitely a cool vibe. It's on the main drag there. Which is, I think it's Lincoln Avenue or Lincoln Way, right there. It goes through the middle of Ames and goes through the university. And very cool place. I think this is kind of like the southwestern feel meets maybe like Urban Outfitters or maybe Anthropology, if you're familiar with the Anthropology stores. That kind of feel, like southwestern U.S. meets Anthropology kind of feel. Yeah, they got the cactus or... Yeah, cactus or cacti, I don't know what the plural for cactus is, but, and then, you know, you got pretty cool paint scheme, chandeliers, and, yeah, so, very cool vibe. I wrote here that, for a place that roasts their own beans, oh yeah, they had a very nice Probat roaster, which, for anyone roasted, Probats are pretty nice roasting machines, so they roast their own beans, but I wrote here, for a place that roasts their own beans, it's decent, nice tight foam, okay chocolate, but it was, overpowered by the espresso. Espresso was a little too strong. Served in-house cup, but they did ask on the whipped cream. Not bad overall, just a little unbalanced. So I gave them a 4.1 beans. And if you're listening, the bean scale, you can find that on my website, bestmochalatte.blogspot.com. And that's actually the blog where I'm a little behind right now. I usually put up all the written reviews that I say on here and also pictures. I try to take some pictures with a picture phone, and I put them up there as well. Next place, Berge's Espresso Cafe. Interesting. I've noticed this more and more. I think in order to save money on retail space, they've been kind of putting a coffee shop in with like a credit union, or in this case, it was a triple whammy. It was a coffee shop, a credit union, and a gas station, all in one building on a corner there in Ames, Iowa. So it was kind of weird. I mean, it's kind of, I guess it's nice to, you know, deposit your check and then, you know, get some money to buy a mocha latte. But it's just gas stations and coffee shops. In my book, they don't quite go together. But they're trying here. I wrote at this place the not really that great, hardly any foam, and the taste was a little chalky at that, and. There was too much chocolate, and it was served auto to go cup, so it wasn't that great. I gave them a 2.9. So the real winner in the Ames coffee scene this week was the Santa Fe Cafe. So if you're in that area, You know, even if you're in Des Moines, I would say it's worth the trip to go up to Santa Fe. They have a nice food menu too. One last one, actually. Iowa City. I stopped in Iowa City on the way from Cedar Rapids to Des Moines this week. And there's one place in Iowa City called the Java House. Now, Iowa City is just about 30 minutes south of Cedar Rapids, and Route 80 goes right through there. I wrote interesting. Cool chocolate syrup design on top. The barista definitely took her time with the chocolate syrup, and she even knew it was to go, so I give her credit for that, you know, knowing that it was going to be probably most people wouldn't even pay attention to the design. So, give good credit to the barista there. But the decent foam was made, but the foam had chocolate in it, which is, I always say, a no-no in latte land. And the chocolate was way too dominant. You could hardly taste the espresso. But they did ask about whipped cream, so I gave the Java House, and that was the one, there's a couple of them in town there. The one on First Street, I gave them a 3.5 beans this week. So that's the coffee scene for this week. I almost forgot. Java Joe's in Des Moines was the one place that I did get to visit in Des Moines. And I'll get it here. Java Joe's, it's a very cool place, very kitschy appeal, they have live music, and it's very kind of that bohemian / college / shabby chic kind of thing, kind of appeal. It's a very good menu if you're into the vegetarian menu. They have great vegetarian options, good food. I order food there, but their mocha latte right here is it okay foam. Not the whole drink kind of just tasted funny. It was served in a beer mug, number one, which I mean is okay. It goes with the environment, but the chocolate was just too it was just kind of too sweet, too creamy, and you can hardly taste the espresso at all. So for the Java Joe's, I gave them a 3.3 beans this week, Java Joe's, and that's here in Des Moines, Iowa. It was, and I asked them about their chocolate, and I'll get the whole chocolate thing later, but, very interesting. So Java Joe's in downtown Des Moines. So that's the coffee scene for Ames, Iowa, and, next week I'm going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, so, that will be where I will be broadcasting and talking about next week. Now, getting on with the podcast, this is dragging on here. I'm going to be doing a phone interview, and haven't done it yet. That's going to come later later tonight, and then put it all together. So here's the phone interview with my parental units. Okay. So I'm here on the phone with my dad. Say hello, Dad.
Hello.
And my mom is there somewhere. You guys are at a retreat or something right now, right?
Yeah, we're at Sandy Cove Conference and Resort Center on the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay. So you guys are relaxing right now, pretty much.
Something like that.
Okay. All right. Good. So they're relaxing, and I'm driving through the middle of nowhere, Iowa. Well, actually, I'm on 163 East. Driving the Flying Dutchman here down, actually near Pella. If anybody's from Iowa's listening, you probably know where that's at. But just a lot of straight roads. And anyway, so I wanted to ask you guys, what's your favorite kind of coffee, Dad?
I'm the vanilla cappuccino guy.
Vanilla cappuccino guy.
Yep.
Are you talking about like the cappuccino you get at gas stations and so forth?
Yep. Oh. Yep.
Okay.
We have the Trippy Hill Minute Markets, and they have the Colored Express, I guess.
Right. Okay.
No, I'm at Hess Express. I'm confusing this.
Hess Express?
Go ahead.
Hey, wait, Hess Express? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like their cappuccinos better than I do the Turkey Hill.
Than the Turkey Hill. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, did you? We're gonna turn back the clock here a little bit. Did you? When did you start drinking coffee? Like, did you drink it growing up, or did you not start till high school, or?
I would say not till. Oh man, I'm what you call a social drinker.
Okay.
I I only drink coffee to be social.
To be social.
Never really liked stuff all that well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't crave the caffeine buzz?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you didn't drink coffee in college to stay awake?
No, never.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Did you ever?
I'd say mid-30s, I would say I got into social
drinking. Social drinking of coffee. And if I remember correctly, you usually choose decaf, right? If you had the choice?
Yeah, probably. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
I don't think it affects me that much.
Yeah, okay. Huh. Now, have you ever had a mocha latte?
I'm not sure that I have.
Oh, okay. Have you had...
You can't get those... Huh?
Go ahead.
Do you get those at House Express? Probably not.
No. But there is a place down the street from you, the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go to the Allen though. The Allen Theater. They don't make mocha lattes. They make something they call mochaccino. It's nothing close to a mocha latte, but.
So is a mocha latte, has it have chocolate in it?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna talk about that on this podcast today. But chocolate, well, sauce or chocolate syrup. But yeah, it's a chocolate sauce, chocolate syrup. Some espresso, and then milk. That's froth milk.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very good. You should try one. I recommend going down to the Mad Hatter down the street from you there and trying one. Could change.
There's stuff. So expensive, but.
It could change your world, Dad.
All right. I might try it just to please you.
Okay. Now that you're on the podcast. What's that?
Huh?
I said, now that you're on the podcast.
Anything for the boy, you know?
Wow, so generous when you're.
Yeah.
You never say that outside of the interview, Dan. What's up with that?
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. I'm having a generous mood tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to call you on vacation more often. That's
There you go.
There you go. So is, can you put Mom on the phone there, too?
Yeah, I'll put her on here.
Okay.
She's a true coffee drinker.
Yeah, I know. She, between the two of you, she's the one that is usually drinking the coffee.
Okay, I'm here. Hello.
Yes. I'm glad to hear you're still awake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's your favorite kind of coffee, Mom?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And do you add cream or sugar? Or?
Oh, yeah. I always have to have a little cream. Not milk, but like half and half.
Okay. Heavy cream.
Or real cream is even better.
Yeah. Like heavy cream, like used for whipping cream?
Yeah, just a little bit though, not a whole lot of that.
Okay. Just enough to take to smooth it out a little bit?
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you grind, I think you started grinding your beans recently, right?
Yeah, I have a grinder, but I only do it when I have company, when special people are coming.
Oh, I see.
I don't do it for myself all the time.
No?
But it gives it a nice flavor.
Yeah, what's the difference that you noticed in the flavor?
I don't know. It's just fresher and more bold, heavy. It just is a nice flavor, I think, when you grind them.
Yeah.
When you have that fresh, nice fresh taste.
Right. Rather than it coming in a package or pre-ground?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what, when did you start drinking coffee? I don't think I've ever asked you this before.
I think probably in college.
In college, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a whole lot. I didn't drink it before that because my mother wouldn't let us drink it because she said it stunted your growth.
No kidding. Is that
But I don't think that's true.
Did Grandma and Grandpa did they drink coffee?
Grandma did, not a whole lot. I don't think coffee. Well, it wasn't as popular in our house back in those days as it is now.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have the coffee shops, and you didn't have like these you know, where you get gas today that you could get coffees and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you have Dad said he liked the vanilla cappuccino. Do you have do you prefer those gas station type of machine drinks over the regular coffee, or what do you usually get?
Well, I prefer just the regular coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I go to three different places every week.
Oh, really?
For my coffee. Yeah, I have like a circuit. Every morning I go to a different place. And actually,
got it.
You know, McDonald's really doesn't have a bad cup of coffee.
Wait a minute. You're saying McDonald's has decent coffee?
Yeah, they really do. It's not bad.
I don't know.
For a fast food place.
I'm skeptical here.
Well, you don't have your fancy ones like you like, your mocha latte thing, but just for a nice, fresh cup of coffee in the morning with a little cream, it's a good cup of coffee.
Okay.
Start your day.
Okay.
But then, I'll tell you who has really good coffee lately I've been visiting. It's Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
You ever tried coffee?
Oh, I lived on that stuff in college.
That's really good coffee.
Nope.
I think. I don't know what they do, but I just get a regular coffee there with extra cream, like a medium, you know, extra cream.
Right.
That's good coffee.
Yeah.
And then my hazelnut, I get down at the Hesse Express, and they have good hazelnut coffee there.
Huh. Now, that's just the hazelnut, that's just coffee. That's not the out of the machine, right?
No. If I want to get, like, a cappuccino, my favorite cappuccino out of the machine is English toffee.
English toffee.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. English toffee.
Huh.
Now, once in a while, if we're traveling, I will go to Starbucks.
Okay.
And they have excellent coffee, but it's a little strong for
me. Yeah.
I'm not into the real heavy, you know, heavy coffee.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus among most of the people I've talked to recently is that they're... they said it's changed. The taste has changed from, you know, what they remember, what it originally was, but... I could talk more about Starbucks, but I'll save that for another podcast. I don't have that much time here.
Yeah.
But, well, very good. Well, folks listening around the world, you heard it there straight from my mom. She says she likes the hazelnut coffee and the McDonald's once in a while. See, now I'm going to have to go try the McDonald's coffee because you actually said it's half decent. So I got to... Maybe I'll stop there tomorrow on my way to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But
like I said, between all the fast food places, and I've tried them almost all.
Uh-huh.
You know, a cup of coffee here, a cup of coffee there. I really do like the McDonald's the best.
Huh? No kidding.
You know, out of the fast food.
Yeah. Now, have you tried the Mad Hatter down the way?
I was there one time. I wasn't crazy about it. You know, I don't go there on any kind of regular basis.
Right. Well, you guys, where they're at, people listening out there, my parents live right near Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey, where they make chocolate, although I don't recommend their syrups for mocha lattes. But they... you guys don't have too many options as far as like independently owned coffee places there where you guys are at, right?
That's right. I don't know too many. I know there are some new ones opening in Lebanon.
Really?
But I rarely go in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I rarely go in there for anything like that.
Yeah.
There are some around, you know, but I don't really have time to visit those times.
Right.
I'm stopped.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I may have to do an episode from Lebanon there the next time I'm in town. I may have to do yeah. do some research. So.
Yeah, Lebanon.
Yeah, Lebanon. Yeah, Lebanon.
Lebanon
County. Yeah. Say it with the Pennsylvania Dutch accent. That's right. So well, good. So so to finish up here, last question. What are you doing for Elephant Appreciation Day?
I'm gonna sing to my elephant.
Wait a minute. You have an you do have an elephant?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
not a real one.
So you have an imaginary right. elephant that lives in your head?
Yep. Yep. And I'm gonna sing to him.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone in the world just found out where I get my get my crazy side from. It's from my mom.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. Okay. I think they're going to probably try to wrap you up in a white coat and commit you to a hospital after they hear this.
Right. Yeah, right.
Make sure you do something for an elephant, Mom. Elephant Appreciation Day is on Friday.
Okay, I'll try to
Don't
remember.
Don't forget.
What are you going to do for your elephant?
Oh, I think I might give him a hug and feed him a watermelon.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the best Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World podcast, and have fun on mm-hmm. at your conference there at the resort.
Yep.
Okay. Well. And don't drink too much coffee, but. Make sure you have some coffee. Oh, and you said there was some good biscotti too, right?
Oh yeah, the biscotti was great. The coffee here says yeah. Nothing to write
okay.
about. But the biscotti was homemade tonight, and it was
Ooh,
wonderful.
Nothing better than homemade biscotti. Yeah.
Yep, best I ever
I might
had.
Have to. I might have to venture out and make some of my own. Maybe I'll throw a recipe or two up there on the podcast on the website. So,
yep,
all right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on, and have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
talk
you.
To you later. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
All right, and we're back. We're back. Now, I have to mention this week is an exciting announcement. Exciting announcement. There is a day every year that is actually coming up this Friday, believe it or not, and this special day of each year. Is called Elephant Appreciation Day. That's right. This Friday is Elephant Appreciation Day. That's Friday, the 22nd, September 22nd is Elephant Appreciation Day. So, for those of you who have elephants in your lives, I encourage you to show them a little extra loving. Maybe give them a watermelon. They really really dig the watermelon. So yeah, Elephant Appreciation Day, and I have to say, also send a shout out to, along with celebrations, a good friend of mine, Kara Kofira, is her birthday today. She turned 25, and she's a teacher, one of the best music teachers in the country, teaching up in the Bronx there in New York City. So shout out to Kara, and Kara, I would have gotten you an elephant for your birthday. So you could have your own elephant to celebrate Elephant Appreciation Day, but you know, I didn't have a half mil laying around to buy an elephant, and it's kind of hard to steal the ones from the show here. So sorry, but yeah, maybe I'll send you a picture of an elephant on Elephant Appreciation Day. So yeah, so happy birthday, Kara, and along with Elephant Appreciation Day, I'm going to put up a picture of me with the. Elephants, showing them some appreciation. If you go to the website for this podcast, it's bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. That's bestmochalatte, all one word, .podomatic.com. I'm going back to my spelling bee days there. But yeah, bestmochalatte.podomatic.com, and I'll put a picture of me with the elephants being appreciative of them up there. So. Yeah, that's Friday. Now, on to chocolate sauces. Now, that some people call them, what I'm talking about when I talk about chocolate sauces is that one of those vital ingredients in a mocha latte. So in a mocha latte, you have the milk, you have the espresso, obviously, and then you have the chocolate sauce, or some people call it syrup. Now, the official definition of what is a chocolate sauce or what is a chocolate syrup, the official definition, according to Epicurious.com, is a chocolate syrup is a ready-to-use syrup, usually a combination of unsweetened cocoa powder, sugar, or corn syrup, and various other flavorings. Chocolate syrup is usually quite sweet and is most often used to flavor milk or as a dessert sauce. It cannot be substituted for melted chocolate in recipes. Now, they did, I'm going to have to write up Curious because they did forget about mocha lattes in there. But I won't hold that against them. I still get lots of recipes from them. So chocolate sauce or chocolate syrup. Now there's quite a variance out there. I think I'm somewhere over 200 now mocha lattes that I've tried in North America, and beyond, I guess. And a lot of places I find usually beyond, I'd say maybe 70. I'd say between 60 and 70% of the places I've visited use Ghirardelli's. Now, there's a couple that I've seen out there. Ghirardelli's, Java Joe's this week used one called like 1883 or was it 1886? I don't know. 18-something. There's Monin, there's Taglia d'Oro, there's Torani, and Hershey's. I think Starbucks actually makes their own that they put out there. You can buy now too. So those are some of the biggest ones. I would say 60% I see is Ghirardelli's, and I'd say beyond that, Torani is probably the next most popular one, and I'd say probably the next 10-15%, and then beyond that is all the others in there. Now the best the way I look at it is the best ones to try, I go by the places that I've tried the best mocha lattes. You know, obviously you ask what do they use to make the best mocha latte. So I wrote down a few of the places here. There's three or four that stick out in my mind. One that I visited last week in Bloomington, the Coffee Hound, which I'm going to try to visit this week again, route through there on the way to Louisville. They use Taglia d'Oro, or Doro, maybe I'm saying it incorrectly, but Taglia d'Oro chocolate. And, you know, that chocolate, it wasn't too much in the drink. It was just right. It worked with that drink. Another place I can think off the top of my head is Carpe Diem Coffee Roasters, which is down in Mobile, Alabama, and they use Ghirardelli's chocolate. Another place that stands out in my mind is in Philadelphia, La Colombe Cafe, right there in Center City, right off Rittenhouse Square when I lived down there. Now, they do something different than any other cafe that I've tried. They actually use a Belgian chocolate, and it's in a powder form, but they mix it, I believe, with some milk, and they have it sitting on top of the espresso machine. So they actually do something, and so it's a Belgian chocolate, which gives their drink an amazing, amazing taste. And then you add it's totally dark chocolate, and then you add sweetness, you add your own amount of sugar to it, which makes their mocha latte unique to any other place I've ever tried, actually. Those are just a few off the top of my head, the different types. Now, some people use powders, some people use sauces. You can go with what you like. I prefer the dark chocolate because I think the dark chocolate goes better with the espresso. It complements the espresso taste. Some people are out there using Hershey's, but in general, I would say the Hershey's isn't quite as high quality, because, you know, to make a good mocha latte, you're looking for the highest quality in all the ingredients in the chocolate, espresso, and the milk. What I'd like to do maybe in some future podcast is actually do a taste testing of all these syrups or sauces, and maybe compare. Now, if you guys out there listening have a favorite one, if you're a barista or if you're just, you know, a home barista, and have a favorite one that you've tried, write in and tell me. You know, I'd be happy to you know, maybe start a discussion on this, a forum we'll put up on the comments page. If you go to the, you can email me at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, or you can just go straight to the webpage, bestmochalatte.podomatic.com, and leave a comment on there. But yeah, let me know. I think personally for myself, if I ever get into the cafe business, I will probably take a dark chocolate and melt it on my own. That's what I've done. Melt it on my own, and well, you have to be careful if you try this when you melt it, not to heat it up too much, because you can actually burn it, and then it gets all lumpy and gross, and yeah, it's not a good thing. But that's my recommendation, is if you have the time to take a good bar like Valrhona, or a good dark chocolate, if you can find good Belgian chocolate or Swiss chocolate that has a very high cacao or the cocoa content, and melt it down yourself, and mix it in with the espresso when you make it, and then do the regular foaming of the milk with the latte and put it in from there. But yeah, so that's my take on sauces. I mean, personally, I prefer taking real chocolate, melting it down, and mixing it in with the drink. But you know, most places for convenience, and you know, they use the Ghirardelli's, which is a very good sauce. I had to say, a very good staple in the industry. And yeah, so I also noticed, I was looking around a little bit today, Ghirardelli's is coming out with I think it's called Barista's Choice. It's a brand new sauce, just for mocha lattes, which is pretty groundbreaking, I guess, in the industry. So I'm going to be interested to try that out. I got an email from a guy out, a barista out in California, who said he's looking forward to checking that out when it comes out. So again, let me know. Let me know what you think about what your favorite sauce is, and I don't know, we'll go from there. So that about wraps up the podcast for this week. Next week, coming attractions. We're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, which is right there on the border between Kentucky and Indiana. I did a little bit of pre-groundwork. I don't know. I'm not going to make up a word, but did a little bit of research ahead of time there, and there's the word research. The coffee shops, and it looks like to be quite the bustling coffee scene in Louisville, so I'm excited about that, trying that out this week. And so yeah, Louisville, Kentucky next week. And also next week is going to be the first installment in new, I'm going to add like a kind of a little snippet each week of something, well, I call Bean to Bowl. And what that is, it's going to be like a little series. I'm going to have a little snippet each week. And what that's going to be is bean, obviously, where they grow the coffee beans, to bao, which is after you drink the coffee. So each week I'm going to take a step of the process and look at that in depth, and I'm going to research it, because I'm learning with you all out there. I'm sure some of you know, are probably very knowledgeable in the coffee, but I'm learning for the first time, and you know, this podcast is for everyone who's, you know, been drinking coffee their whole life, or you know, like mocha lattes, or just learning a little bit more about it. So I'm going to go each week. I'm going to hit on a step of that process, from bean to, you know, harvesting, to then the roasting process, then the actual grinding process, then pulling the shots, then to actually you know, drinking it, the kind of hardware, and then actually bowel, which is what happens after you drink it, how your body reacts to the ingredients in espresso. So yeah, first installment coming up of Bean to Bowel, coming up next week. And I'm gonna leave you all with some new music from Mod Dog. It's a very happy tune. I'm gonna call it, in honor of Elephant Appreciation Day, I think I'm gonna call it I'm gonna call it the Happy Elephant theme. That's what it is. Yeah, it's for those well appreciated elephants. So this Friday, show your elephant some extra loving on Elephant Appreciation Day. Give an elephant a hug, or a banana, or or a watermelon, because they like that and they don't forget. They'll appreciate that for a long time to come. And yeah, until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye.